This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these top ends?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready for a holiday edition? It's that time of the year again where we're not supposed to labor on Labor Day, but can't help myself. We're here. We're live. We're happening on GCN all around the country, broadcast and syndicated via radio. Of course, you are listening via the stream online or radio station, or, in fact, you can listen at robertscottbell.com through YouTube. It's crazy, that. And Superdon is somewhere to be found, and Jason will let me know when he can hear us. I was just, wanted to share a story. I got up this morning thinking, hey, man, it's a holiday. I don't have to do many phone calls or anything. I'm just going to kick back, take it easy. And, I was going to work out. I got a morning workout, right? Nobody's calling. Nobody's bothering me. And as the morning progressed and I was feeling a little bit lazy because, after all, it was Labor Day. Why should I labor? I'm getting hungry. Like mid-morning, late morning, almost noon. You know what? Maybe I should just eat. And then something in me said, nah, yeah, I know I'm hungry, but I would much rather hit the heavy bag and the speed bag and do some, just some of the workout stuff I like to do. And so got into that and was completely not hungry. By 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2:30, I still hadn't eaten. I just had, my morning tea, my yerba mate, my Echo water with hydrogen. I hadn't taken anything. And I just it just reminded me metabolically how you can shift, in a sense. Your body is saying, hey, it's hungry. Needs to eat. You get that signal. The belly's been empty. You've been fasting since the previous night. Cleansed out just properly in the morning. All good. And then instead went into from eating. No, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to work out. So I put my body into motion. And my body said, okay, let's do that. And it started grabbing the stores wherever they were. Now, of course, here's a body, those of you watching on YouTube, that's filled with selenium and chromium and silica, the trace minerals that are so lacking in the American diet. And even if you're on a truly 100% organic diet, I still supplement because the soils have been depleted tremendously around the world. There are still places on the planet where the soil is rich, but I don't know that we're getting all of our food there. Oh, now I'm hearing myself there, Jason. Mix minus me, please. Thank you. And so I move through the hunger to the workout, and my body shifts accordingly. The metabolism goes, oh, that's what we're doing? Okay, no problem. And had no problem. Now, I say this not to say, oh, look at Robert Scott Bell. He's so cool. He can change metabolically on a dime. No, because I couldn't always do that. There was the RSB prior to all of this stuff that was hypoglycemic, low blood sugar. I couldn't go an hour or two without having to snack on something because I had no chromium in my system. I didn't know about the whole food form years ago. And so it's a difference maker, folks. It's an absolute difference maker. There are so many things, so many ways, so many pathways to recovery. And I know there are people that just start eating what their version of paleo is, and they exercise, and they lose a lot of the garbage and toxins, and then they come back online. That's cool. They weren't that depleted in a sense, but they were very toxic, and they started detoxifying, and then the function started going again. So in my case, after years and years of doing this, even if I'm hungry, if I shift gears, my body has the stores to be able to deal with whatever. I mean, I don't have a lot of fat stores, admittedly, but it's enough. And I was able to transition and do that. Jace, do we have Super Don? Does he have his ears on? Can he hear me? I hear him. Super D, are you with me on Labor Day? I don't think he hears me. That's just like, it's just like Super Don pretending he can't hear me on the one day that I need him the most, on a holiday. It's okay, Super D. We'll get it figured out if we have to do this at the break. I know you wanted to comment on this first story, but it might have to wait until Jason and you guys get this situated. First story of the holiday is about guinea pigs. Guinea pigs. Now, the guinea pigs we're talking about here are, at least in the article, this is an AP article, Associated Propaganda article. It headlines, "Some drug users willing to be human guinea pigs for dealers." And when you read that, you know, in the past, my inclination would be go drug dealers, street corner dealers. And in fact, the story sort of goes there first, maybe totally, but we're going to go beyond that in a moment. Because now they're selling the synthetic opioids like fentanyl made in China. And, you know, it's coming over to America. And you're talking milligram dose differences could be the difference between life and death. And that's not an exaggeration. We're talking micro dosing with fentanyl. It's so powerful. Super Don, can you hear me now?
Check, check, check. One, two.
Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Right, I hear you. Yes, I hear you.
You hear me? I hear you, too.
Hallelujah. Super Don's with us.
No, I think the computers over at GCN took the day off. It is a holiday, so
it is. After all, we can't complain too much. It's like I'm glad Jason's there. For goodness' sake.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jason, for getting rid of the gremlins out of the machinery. Yes.
Thank you, Jason. Let's all get down, get funky. We're actually at the beginning of the fentanyl story here about drug dealing, and the fact when I see a drug dealer story, I immediately go to Big Pharma. But this is sort of a cross between two worlds. Because fentanyl is an opioid synthetic that is approved by the Fear and Death Administration for use. I mean, they all know how dangerous it is, and we've talked about the expansion of in Ohio, the offices of those who are considered coroners have to expand the room for all the dead bodies piling up. But it turns out these drug dealers, and this is not the CVS apparently, not the Walmart drugstore, but the street dealers now using fentanyl, cutting heroin with it. And they actually have the dealers at the street level having to try this stuff first, and they're, you know, willingly guinea-pigging themselves out. And they have no earthly idea if that one dose is going to kill them, but they're so hooked that it almost doesn't matter. It's taken, you know, heroin and taken it times a million, this stuff. So they use the term guinea pig, and I thought, well, how ironic that term is being used. Because we have argued and we've covered stories, Super Don, you and I, over the years, how Big Pharma is really duplicating or mimicking what's now happening in fentanyl. I don't know if the fentanyl drug dealers are duplicating what the FDA is doing with Big Pharma and setting up, you know, these drug dealing events.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg on this situation? Because you're right. I mean, there are a lot of similarities and, you know, on many different levels, because if you look at the situation in China, what you've got is the fentanyl. And, I mean, what better guinea pig to test something out than somebody who is addicted? I mean, you know, addiction is just, it's a horrible disease. I mean, it is. It's a horrible thing. And somebody who's addicted is going to be more likely to take a chance on something than, let's say, somebody that isn't. And so, you know, and that's the illicit side of it. Now, when we look at the FDA approved side of it, can we draw an analogy here? And we definitely can, because if you look at these clinical trials, what is it more often than not that will draw somebody to take a chance on an experimental drug in a clinical trial? It's not like, hey, want to do it because you'll be cool and you can brag about it. No. What do? They offer them what?
Money.
Right? And so what you get are a lot of people that are looking for a way to make a few bucks because they're broke. You know, they got to eat. They got to pay the rent. And so they see an ad in the paper and it says, hey, we'll give you $1,000.
And free medical care.
Come on down. And and if you remember, there was one particular story I know that really got under your skin. This may, I don't know if you'll remember this or not. We even made a promo out of it, I think, where there was this ad where somebody could go in and they gave them like free room and board and pool tables and video games and internet and all of this stuff if they went in and did this clinical trial. Now, they have no idea what this drug is. They give them the paperwork. Oh, well, you know, it might do this, it might do that. But then they're flashing all this stuff in front of them. You know, how can you really say that's a whole lot different than what we see going on in China there?
No, and
there isn't much of a difference, really.
Expansion of that concept of guinea pigs is purposely targeting certain countries where they call the people therapy naive, where they don't know the risks associated. Can they engage in fully informed consent? Any more than an addicted drug dealer of fentanyl or heroin, for that matter, can give you informed consent. And in Cleveland, the Circle Health Services, apparently, it used to be called the Free Clinic, they have a pilot program where they're handing out these strips that users are supposed to use for protecting. They like drop a little bit on the strip to find out if there's fentanyl in it or not. And I'm like, dude, if these people are so drug addicted and they find fentanyl in it, don't you think they're more inclined, not less inclined to use it? I mean, isn't that what they want?
Could be. But, you know, this fentanyl thing, it's unlike anything that I've ever seen before ever. Because this stuff, it just takes a little bit. I mean, you can literally overdose on this stuff by touching it.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been emergency services people that have ended up in the hospital and close to dying because they came in contact with somebody who had it, and they merely just touched it. It absorbed through the skin. That's how powerful this stuff is. So I think even somebody who might be the hardest hardcore addict might even think twice about this because, you know, people don't want to die. But at the same time, when somebody is really in a hard place, and if they're going through withdrawals, they're going to take whatever they can take in order to ease that pain.
Remember, though, this is the stuff they're using or proposing to use to carry out death sentences.
Well, yeah. Was it Ohio?
I think it might have been Utah. I'm not sure, but
It was one of these states, right? They finally found a good use for the fentanyl. to do their yeah. first execution. Yeah.
Well, this is this is what we're dealing with, the United States of Drug America. Not the right drug, and of course the right drug is on my shirt. It's not technically a drug. It's a plant. It's a herb. And it was written about in the Bible. All of these things were. And utilizing cannabis to ease pain. Whether it be CBD, THC, or a combination, that's for you to decide. But unfortunately, the feds are still locked into United Nations treaties against narcotics trafficking. And this is not a narcotic. Folks, we got a whole heap of show to go, and we have Dr. Rashid Batar ready to go for some advanced medicine. Labor Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. If you're not cooking out right now, call me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's Labor Day, all day unless it rains. Or as they say, unless the hurricane comes and wipes it out. Again, looks like another one. Irma's on her way. Which way is she going? And we'll see. We've got an upcoming event just added to the calendar in the show notes. Super Don, you didn't even see it because I added it without your knowledge. Didn't ask for permission or anything.
Wow, and just like a ninja.
Yes. Our friend Tom Woods, you know the Tom Woods Show?
Oh, yeah.
His 1,000th show coming up this Saturday evening, and he's going to do it live from the Rosen Center, I believe, in Orlando. So those of you, I know Eric Leone's going, our pharmacist buddy. He's going with his family, or at least, yeah, he's going at least. And anybody else want to come to Central Florida and, again, dodge a hurricane? Hopefully it's not going to be hitting here. We'll look forward to seeing you there. That'll be fun. And then we've got other upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But before then, we've got to answer some questions from you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Here we go. Game show theme. Question of the day coming from Elizabeth. Elizabeth says, really enjoyed your show with Chris Barr talking about selenium. You always encourage us to start a garden. How can we increase the selenium in the soil so the food we grow has sufficient levels to be beneficial? Elizabeth. Well, one way is you can move to the side of a volcano. And then you'll have lots of selenium and all kinds of minerals in the soil. Right?
Go to Hawaii.
Hawaii,
that's your answer,
right?
Live in Hawaii.
Yeah, except not near where they're spraying all the glyphosate. Okay?
Okay.
But it is a fair question to ask. You know, what we do, of course, we compost a lot of the food, all organic food, so we kind of reinitialize the soil by what we take from it. We put some of it back.
But I realized that in certain areas of the country, and I was talking to my buddy Chris about this too, the selenium has just been depleted. We know that of so many of the minerals have just been farmed right out of the land, washed away by bad practices, and replaced by toxic pesticides, and it just pushes out the minerals. And so we're not replenishing them well. So that's why I said even on an organic diet, I still supplement. I still take the whole food, 100% whole food selenium. How do we get it back in the soil? Now, we used to use things like rock dust, right? You could go to a rock quarry, ancient, these minerals that are there in the rocks. Now, we can't eat the rocks, but in the soil, the microbes can help break those things down. The animals eat, digest, all of these things break it down and make it bioavailable for the plants growing in that soil. Now, some have argued that the rock dust might have too much of this, not enough of that. Listen, I'm not a soil scientist, so I can't answer it to the greatest degree of detail, Elizabeth, but we do have a link that Chris reminded me of. We said get Traceman 74, and they're not out anymore. But there's a place called oceangrown.co.uk. And it's all about this guy, Dr. Maynard Murray. I had read about him years ago. I haven't gotten his book, but if you can get it, it would be fantastic. And it talks about bringing the minerals of the sea and bringing them back into the soil, bringing them back in the garden. There are people in Florida, I know, down in South Florida that do that, that grow everything with seawater. Because it's so minerally rich and balanced in that way. Clean seawater. I mean, there's some fantastic properties of seawater. You go back to Rene Quintan, and he was the guy that experimented on dogs. And I know it's not nice to hear this, but the happy ending. No dogs were harmed or killed, ultimately. In that he bled a dog nearly to death, and he replenished the blood plasma fluid with an isotonic solution of seawater. And the old dog didn't die. The old dog lived. And in fact, each time he did this, the dog got a spring in his step, seemed to get younger each time. Talk about coconut water for blood transfusions in the Pacific Theater of World War II. I mean, there's so much more than the Red Cross would have you know about replenishing blood plasma. But in terms of replenishing soil integrity, look into this. Sea Energy and Agriculture, An Almost Lost Legacy by Dr. Maynard Murray. Okay. Did you link that in the show notes, Super Don? I know we had it earlier. I just want to make sure you put it in there, too.
I'll put it in the show. I just blasted it out on social media.
Okay.
I'll add it into the notes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, Elizabeth, that'll help a little bit, a lot of it, hopefully, and see what other options you have to replenish the minerals in your soil. We all got to do it. We all really need to do it.
But in the meantime.
Yes.
In the meantime, because, I mean, I'm assuming this takes a period of time.
For bioavailability. From a seawater perspective, it's pretty rapid. If you're putting in something like ancient mineral rock dust or volcanic soil stuff, again, there's always going to be things that you don't want in there. So that's why we're still going to need the selenium, because that'll overwhelm the ability of some of the bad stuff to situate in our bodies, which is why we talked about the seafood, even if it has mercury, the cold water fish, because there's enough selenium to neutralize and activate, let's say, your ability to defend against the bad stuff, some of the heavy metals. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We got more questions of the day. One about vaccine detox. Also, the Zika vaccine. Is it kerplunked?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Robert Scott, the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
I don't know about you, Super D, but I feel like when we do a holiday show, I can do anything I want. I don't have to follow the script. Not that we have a script, but we have a kind of a guideline, the pirate code or something. And I'm like, you know what? I could decide not to do it. We could just talk about, I don't know, anything goofy, too. Not that we ever talk about goofy things, do we?
Never. Sometimes.
Never. Ever do. But there's such good questions coming in that I'm hard pressed to not answer them, right? I just like, they're not bringing fluffy questions. They're bringing really good questions.
Well, you know, look, the questions come from the listeners. And, you know, without listeners, you and I would just be talking to each other for 2 hours a day, right?
And that'd be okay. We like each other. We get along. We talk about a lot of cool stuff. And we can engage in meeting of the mind. Sometimes we clash a little bit, and it's okay. You know, that's what brothers can do. But in this case, we also have listeners, thank God, because that provides us an ability to do this and counteract the other 24/7 that's coming out, the lies from the propagandistic mainstream media. Now, we do propaganda here, too, I guess. I don't think of it that way, but I get, you know, you could argue definition-wise, you're propagandizing for natural health and natural healing. Okay, of that we might be standing guilty, but I perceive it to be a better way of life, of living, rather than disease, decay, and dying miserably, and losing all of your money, spending it on a futile attempt to synthesize toxic potions that are apparently approved of by the wizards at the Fear and Death Administration to be administered by doctors with medical degrees that are more likely to kill you than help you, especially when they inject the stuff. And that's sort of the subject matter of our first or second question of the day. Here we are in the Labor Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, laboring hard for you. This is from Jan. I heard Robert, I believe, on the vaccine series that Ty Bollinger put out. Did I do that one, Super D? Was I in that? I think it was.
I do believe so, yes.
Pretty sure. Yeah, the truth about vaccines, that was me. Mostly in episode 7, I think. I think I had a brief cameo in the first one or something, but after that, I was like, forget him! And they brought me back to rally the troops at the end for what to do to not only detoxify from vaccines, but perhaps to provide an option for those of you who still think that idea is a sound idea to somehow stimulate an antibody, but doing it safely without risking death in the process. So Jan says he mentioned a type of homeopathy, talking about me. I'm thinking about myself in the third person, Super Don. I can do that. It's a holiday. I can refer to me in the third person.
Okay.
He, RSV, mentioned a type of homeopathy to replace vaccinations. Okay, now, just to clarify, it wasn't necessarily to replace them. Primarily, it was utilized... I want to say to detoxify from them, because that's where she's going, but there's a lot of different ways you can use nosodes, N-O-S-O-D-E, nosodes with an S there, plural. She's wondering if there's someone in the Houston area who does this type of homeopathy. And there might be. In fact, when we were at the homeoprophylaxis conference that Scylla Whatcott was putting on, first one was in Dallas, second one was in Tampa, St. Pete. And I think there was Houston Homeopathics or something like that, a pharmacy that may have had the nosodes. But I would go back and reach out to our friend Scylla Whatcott, because she wrote a book on homeoprophylaxis, and she's real connected to the folks that can access this. In your case, what are you asking about? She says, I live in Montgomery County, so the north side would be best for me. I don't know if you're going to be able to access somebody locally or not, but Houston Homeopathy, Houston Homeopathics, try to do a search on that. She says, I had two vaccinations 20 years ago. Don't ask me why, but I got the first part of hepatitis B twice. What, you mean they didn't get you at birth? You must be old enough to where they weren't doing that. When we were born, they didn't give it to me either. Right now, they give it to babies in the first 24 years of life. I'm sorry, 24 hours. I know, that's kind of crazy. 24 years would be most reasonable, because you actually have an immune system that might respond to a hep B shot, even though I wouldn't argue for it. But 24 hours? How about 24 months? No, not enough time for an immune system to be matured enough to have any potential, real potential, to produce an antibody in response to the shot, so to speak. Only adverse events, nothing good there. So she's wondering, Jan is wondering, if she could get rid of any lingering side effects by doing homeopathy. Super Don, it just occurred to me there's a guy named Jan Michael Vincent. Could I be screwing up again and assuming this is Jan the lady?
All right, 10,000 bonus points for anyone who can guess what TV show Jan Michael Vincent was in. One of my favorite shows when I was a kid.
Had to do with a helicopter, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it. Is anybody going to get it on YouTube? You got the theme going and everything.
Yes.
All right, well, don't answer it just yet. Don't answer it just yet. Give a couple of minutes. I'm going to answer Jan's question, assuming it's Jan the lady, not Jan Michael Vincent the man. See, that's why people have to say, I'm a man, I'm a woman, because they got a name that is mostly women, not all. But the nosode, of course, is utilized, yes, for some people in place of a vaccine. If you are at risk, let's say somebody's working in an ER, a needle stick, something that's a contamination that exposes you to hepatitis B, which normally you wouldn't because you're not getting tattoos with a dirty needle. You're not an intravenous drug user. You're not having dangerous sex kind of stuff, right? Putting it in the wrong hole, that kind of thing. Then, okay, you could use the hepatitis B nose, though, to more sensitize the immune system to be ready should that exposure become real and your immune system has to react. Now, the hepatitis B vaccine comes with aluminum and a lot of other nasty things that can paralyze, if you will, or hamper the immune response rather than enhance it. Even if you were to develop an antibody, you strangle the immune system so it identifies it but can't do anything about it. Not a good plan. So I would say the homeopathic nozode, hepatitis B nozode, would be appropriate here. The what's not a nozode, and it's kind of like it's close, but it's not. It's taking the actual vaccine and converting it via a process of serial dilution and succussion into a homeopathic medicine. You could call it the hepatitis B vaccine in homeopathic form. And it wouldn't be used necessarily to elicit an antibody response the way they did the vaccine, but it would be utilized to target everything that may have been in that shot that you were exposed to help the body recognize that and say, if there's residual, get it out. Alert the defenses, get it out. Now, in conjunction with that, we're always going to jack up the selenium stores in the body with 100% whole food selenium. We can also utilize the Vaccinoplex or VaccinoCleanse, which is a comprehensive vaccine detox to address the vaccinosis. That's the adverse events associated with vaccines, vaccine injury, vaccine damage. And King Bio, drkings.com, has that. And I would highly recommend, Jan, you can get on that as well. Very simple to use. It's a water-based remedy. Just spray it in. Probably just go through one bottle. It may be enough, increasing selenium, detoxing appropriately. So hopefully that's helpful to you, get you started. Super Don, you found a website related to Houston and homeopathy, did you not?
I'm not sure if this is the one you were referring to, but this is the one that appears to be close to what you're talking about.
Okay, it says homeopathyhouston.com. I think it's a homeopathic pharmacy. Again, I don't know whether they can get you the nozode of hepatitis B or not, but it's worth contacting them. If not, reach out to Cilla Whatcott, and that would be awesome, too. So let's see what else we got going on as far as this segment. We got a story here. We got the Medicaid epidemic. We got a Zika vaccine. Do you have something for me that I need to know about? Jan? I just got a heads up on the name Jan. It could be Jan. I have a friend named Jan from Deutschland. Jan. And in fact, you're right. That's a male. So I could be totally screwing up on Jan.
I didn't get any guesses in the YouTube room here about Jan Michael Vincent. But
okay, go ahead and reveal it then.
It was Airwolf.
Airwolf.
That was such a good show.
I was going to say Seawolf, but I knew I got the wolf part.
Okay, wait a minute. It's a helicopter. Why would it be Seawolf?
It flies over the sea, right? I tried, okay? Give me a point for trying, man. It's a holiday.
All right, fine.
Dude, holiday, man. Go easy on me. All right, let's see. Segment continues. How about the Zika vaccine? Are you looking forward to getting shot up with this stuff? Probably not, because you know it's a scam. You know, the entire Zika thing is made up. The only reason a Zika virus could do anything to you or anyone at all is they have a deficiency in selenium. Well, I would say in the case of the birth defects, the chromium as well, which is very protective for chromosomal integrity. But we know back in Brazil where this happened, they were just dumping larvicides into the water. The people were drinking it. The women who were pregnant were drinking it. And lo and behold, they had birth defects. They blame it on the Zika virus, which was only present in approximately one out of every nine cases of microcephaly. Which if you find it in one out of nine cases, you can't say it's the cause. Sorry. It happened. In my lectures that I always usually, this is bad English right now. But then again, I'm on holiday. Give me a break. I referenced one of the peer-reviewed articles that said, you know, the only way Zika can do anything is if you're selenium deficient. Because then it has active interface with other cells that you can disrupt them. But when selenium is present, no, Zika and these other viruses can't do a thing. But Sanofi, the big pharmaceutical company that was like, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to make the Zika vaccine. Shh, don't tell anybody. We're not going to make the Zika vaccine. That's right. Friday into the holiday, they just admitted, they acknowledged, posted on 3 p.m. on Friday. This is when they don't want anybody to know what's going on. They're pulling out of Zika vaccine research. Right? It was going to be here in 1 year, in 2 years. Not going to be here at all. probably because the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, an arm of the Department of Health and Human Services, told the company it was reducing its financial assistance. But see what I said here, folks? Vaccines would not exist if it were not for stolen funds from taxpayers, right? We talk about repurposing money. Bernie Sanders, in his fantasy world, wants to repurpose money from the government back to poor people. Not happening, not efficiently. But reality of socialism is it repurposes money from poor people and middle-class people to multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state to produce products that are then forced on to the people who don't necessarily want nor need them. Case in point, vaccines. And that's what's happened here. They reduced funding for Sanofi. Sanofi said, we're done. You're not giving us money to do this? It's not worthwhile. We're not going to make any money off of this. And, of course, if they had stuck to it and had gotten the money to put it out there, it would likely be added to the vaccine childhood schedule, and they would have been absolved of any liability when they killed your kids. I'm telling you, that's the way this game works. You want more money to the government for medical research? You're asking to be terminated early. Not a good plan. Socialism. Read about it. There's a great article we just posted on the Robert Scott Bell Show website from John Rappaport. Was it earlier today or was it yesterday? Did you see that, Super D? Really good one about socialism. See if I can find it here. Yeah, socialism equals triumph for corporate criminals. Super Don, blast that one out again. That's fantastic. When we come back, we got a follow-up on the story of the nurse who stood by and protected a patient who was in a coma and couldn't give consent for a blood draw that the police demanded without a warrant. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Our schedule for hour two. What else are we going to do now? Oh, upcoming events in the show notes. Scroll down. Go in there. Look it up. There's great links there. We have Tom Wood's 1,000th show, hurricane permitting. I realize that Irma's heading towards who knows where at this point. Super Don's going to help us pray it away. Because we learned yesterday he believes that. Why are you laughing? You laugh at prayer. That's not nice. It's not nice. Truth About Cancer Live, October 7th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, Orlando. Seattle, Tacoma, Washington State. I'm going to be on your time zone when you get there, Super D.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you're not going to be so close because you'll be probably... You going to go back to Southern Oregon? Is that where you're headed?
Are you not sure? I'm not entirely sure at this point.
All right, we'll get to talk more about that. But I got Marlene's Market in Delhi, Tacoma, Washington, Wednesday, October 11th. We're going to do a live radio broadcast like we do. It'll be 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, no, Pacific time, I'm sorry, because we're going to be on Pacific Coast time. And then immediately following a live lecture at Marlene's Market in Delhi. Great store, great food, good people. And then I'm heading down to the Natural Products Association Northwest, Portland, Oregon, for Friday the 13th. I know that's an eerie day, but we're going to do it. We're going to do a lecture on Friday the 13th, yeah. And then later in the month, I've got my Beautiful Brain 2017 Schizencephaly Convention. That's the afternoon of October 20th. I'll be lecturing in the morning of that day. I've got to do double duty. Hope I can do it. Voice has got to hold together. Annual International Iridology and Integrative Healthcare Congress. We need to get Dr. David J. Pesek back on the show. Talk more about that coming up because it's a big event. Big event. And I want all the naturopaths from Trinity to come out and see us. No more details yet on the new version of the Health Freedom Expos are coming back under the Trinity banner. We'll let you know about that. And any upcoming events we'll add into the show notes. Now, follow-up. Was it yesterday we covered this story? It was pretty outrageous. Police chase ended up in a disaster. The man they were chasing veered off on a highway at highway speeds and head-on into a semi. He died instantly. The guy that was driving the semi-truck was burned pretty severely. He was transported by air to a hospital in Utah, put in induced coma. It was so bad. But if you see this video of the Utah police, unbelievable. This guy
arrested the nurse who was simply doing what the policy of the hospital is and the protection and defense of the patient. Unless you have a warrant, unless you're under an active investigation, or the patient can consent, you can't draw blood for the police. And they know that. And this guy knows that. But he's like, your policies are getting in the way of my law. This guy should be thrown out of the police force. Maybe criminally charged. Maybe I would say criminally charged, but at least in civil, a suit against him and anybody else that participated in this charade. And now another police department agrees probably more with me than the local police department in Salt Lake City. Jeff Payne was the doofus detective in Salt Lake City that did this. You'll see him. You're like, dude, you don't want to have a beer with this guy.
And he is facing a criminal investigation now.
Good. An Idaho Police Department is hailing nurse Alex Wobbles as a hero for standing up to that detective. Why? The patient turns out to be William Gray, a reserve police officer. We said that on the air yesterday. We didn't know where he was from, but a reserve police officer in Rigby, a city about 15 miles north of Idaho Falls. So he's a police officer, and he's also a truck driver. And what you brought up, I don't know if we were on the air or off the air, Super D, it made sense to me. It's like, why would they want the victim in this case to test his blood so desperately? Unless they felt like the cops that chased, engaged in this chase were partially responsible for the disastrous result of the chase. And if they could find out that this guy in the truck that they didn't know was a police officer was in any way, had any trace of anything in his system, that they could be absolved of any guilt and they could blame the truck driver.
That's the theory that's put out there. And, you know, the whole reason why anybody would even look for something like this is because of how adamant that this detective was to get that blood drawn to the point that he snapped.
He snapped. Yeah. He snapped. Rage. You wanted to do a rage.
Yeah. Yeah. So why would he just be so intent on making sure, even violating policies and things? Well, you know, there's got to be a reason.
This is why I'm all for cannabis for cops. In fact, we should have a website, Cannabis for Cops, especially those hothead cops. They are deficient in cannabinoids. And this guy could have used a lot of cannabis to chill him out because, man, he snapped bad. He's going to pay for it, I think, but we don't want to see this happen ever again for anybody. Folks, we've got a whole other hour of broadcast Healing Advanced Medicine coming up with Dr. Rasha Bitar, because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.